Hello. Welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. This week, we are presenting the classic fable, The Fox and the Crow, adapted by Daniel Hines. Today, we'd like to say a special thank you to Declan and Etta and their family, Nadia and Nessa and their family, Braden Jackson and his family, and Vivan and Adil and their family. Thank you for helping to support our show, Adil, Vivan, Braden Jackson, Nessa, Nadia, Etta, and Declan. You are part of what makes it possible for us to continue to produce fun stories for our listeners.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. The Fox and the Crow. It was a bright winter morning in the woods, and the fox was out looking for her breakfast. Usually that meant finding some berries or stealing some bird eggs, but such food was rare in frozen February. So the fox was forced to wander farther and farther afield from her cozy den under the warm stump. It was a blustery day, and the wild winter wind whipped at her fur, and the new fallen snow chilled her paws. After a few hours of frosty searching, she was in a foul mood indeed.
"I should hibernate like the bears do," she grumbled. "They have the right idea. Sleep all winter and eat myself silly all summer. What a life!"
Finally, as the sun passed noon and rounded toward supper time, the fox spied her dinner. Ahead, there was an old oak tree. Autumn had stripped the leaves from its branches, and winter had frosted it with snow. There wasn't so much as an acorn to be found, but that was okay, because the fox spied something better. High up in the tree, nearly lost among the spindly branches, was a young crow. The fox knew that without wings she could never hope to catch the bird, but as luck would have it, the bird was clutching a large piece of cheese in her beak. And the cheese looked very delicious indeed, all big and yellow and waxy smooth. All the fox needed was for the crow to drop it. And foxes, trickiest of all animals, are very good at getting what they need.
"Hello and good afternoon," called up the fox to the crow,
thinking that if she could get the bird to say hello back, she would drop the cheese to the ground.
"Hello, hello up there!"
The crow turned her head left, turned her head right, and then blinked down at the fox. The cheese, however, was still held tightly in the crow's beak as she refused to answer the fox's greeting. Thought the fox. Clearly a different approach was needed. But what? As she thought, she saw the crow lift one wing and stretch it wide, admiring the way her own feathers rustled in the breeze. Then the crow lifted the other wing and admired that one as well, puffed up with pride over her lustrous black feathers. The bird was full of herself, that much was clear. Well, the fox could work with that.
"Oh, what a beautiful bird! Oh, what a dutiful bird! I bet your style makes all the birds smile. You're perfect if you're but a word."
The crow clearly liked that. She wiggled her wings and batted her eyes and tilted her head. But she didn't drop the cheese. The fox tried again.
"What a splendid beauty! What a friended beauty! What a cheerful, earful-giving, day-brightening beauty!"
The crow strutted back and forth on the branch, soaking up the praise, but still wouldn't drop the cheese.
Thought the fox. "Perhaps if I can get her to sing," she called out. "What a charming creature! One with disarming features. I bet your voice is also choice and rings out like a preacher's."
The crow puffed herself up even bigger. She wanted to sing so bad, but she knew she'd have to drop her cheese to do it, so she kept her beak firmly closed. Still, the fox carried on.
"You should come along and sing me just one song. You're a looker who is beyond snooker, and I know I can't be wrong."
The crow nearly shook with indignation, but kept her beak clamped firmly shut around the cheese.
"Oh, you can't sing?" said the fox, pretending to be sad. "Maybe you aren't so pretty. Can't even belt a ditty. I guess I was wrong. You don't have a song. I'm not mad. It's just a pity. Finally, the crow couldn't take it anymore. She knew she was the prettiest bird in the forest, and she wanted to show that she had a voice to match. She opened her beak wide, ignoring the cheese as it tumbled to the forest floor, and sang out,
I'm the prettiest bird that you ever heard. Look how my feathers shine. I'm the most beautiful crow you'd be lucky to know. Hey, give back that cheese. It's mine.
The fox laughed and swallowed the sweet lump of cheese in one bite. Licking her lips, she called up to the crow.
Thank you for the song, though I'm not sure what's worse, your voice or your wits?
And she sauntered off into the forest.
So, let this be a lesson. If someone is trying to flatter you with praise, they may not always be doing it to be nice.
The end. Today's story, The Fox and the Crow, was a classic fable adapted by Daniel Hines and performed by me, Amanda Weldon, with a silly song by us both. If you'd like to support the show and receive a thank you in a future episode, please visit patreon.com/stories to make a pledge, then send an email to Amanda at storiespodcast.com and tell us who we should thank. Thanks for listening!
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today! Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.